You know, all too often when we have culture reporter Melissa Locker here, I feel like she's trying to discourage all of us from going outside to enjoy the springtime and the summertime. But Melissa, that's not really your game.
No, that's totally my game. I am what I like to call an avid indoorsman. Never step foot outside. I only watch television, movies, listen to some podcasts. There's no reason to leave the house.
Melissa, you're here with some of the new seasons of your favorite TV shows. I should say that you're culture reporter for Time, for The Guardian, for us here at The Takeaway. You've got Master of None, right? This is Aziz Ansari. I saw the first season of this on Netflix. This is fantastic.
So you're already caught up. All you need to do is tune in on May 12th when the second season premieres. Anyone who watched the show last time will know that he went off to Italy and there was a lot of stuff happening.
Have you really thought this through? What are you going to do for work? You don't speak Japanese or anything.
I don't know. I'll figure something out. Look, I love you, but I want to do this. This is important to me. I don't want to wake up one day and wonder what would it have been like if I went to Japan. I always play it safe, and I can't do it anymore.
The first season was really kind of devoted to his relationship, and then he decides to go to Italy while she goes to Japan. And the new season is filmed partially in Italy, kind of him going on this, I don't know, mission to find himself in the Italian hills, having sort of an under the Tuscan sun moment, but probably less annoying.
This reminds me a little bit maybe of Steve Coogan and Rob Brydon on the trip in Italy. Might have some of that.
There might be some of that in there. It has Eric Wareheim as his kind of buddy going along with him, so I think it's going to be pretty fun, pretty goofy. You know, they won an Emmy last year for comedy writing, so you know it's very sharp, very clever, and very, very fun to watch.
That's very sharp and very fun to watch. Something that's a little darker, let's listen to House of Cards. Season 5 is starting.
That's right. We don't submit to terror. We make the terror.
Jeez, that's I Am the One Who Knocks is the end of Season 4 there of House of Cards.
Yeah, I am not 100% sure I am up to this just in the current political climate, like whether I can take really tense political television while I'm already watching tense political action unfolding in Congress. But, you know, in some ways, House of Cards has really laid out everything that we're seeing and gives an interesting angle on politics.
You know, Melissa, everybody on House of Cards is ultra competent and ultra calculating, and they really take a long view. It's nothing like real politics, trust me.
You're the expert.
Now, you love Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. I watched a few episodes of the first season of this. It's absolutely frenetic.
I thought I knew why I came down here.
Rays and rails, baby.
But there's nothing I can say that will unkidnap me or fix my childhood or give you the life you wanted before you had me.
I could have been Whitesnake's Yoko Ono.
And I just have to accept that.
Kimmy Schmidt and her mom there.
Yeah, and so the new season, she's going off to college, and, you know, it's a very exciting world for someone, and Jon Hamm is coming back, and you have to watch anything with Jon Hamm in it, as well as Carol Kane, who is an absolute legend. And the show has really clever writing. It has, you know, Tina Fey involvement, and how can you not just kind of fall in love with it?
Now, here's where I want to end. There is a new show that's a throwback. Twin Peaks was an absolute hit back in, I don't even know, the 90s at some point, and it's coming back. A lot of people are interested.
Yeah, I mean, the idea that David Lynch and Mark Frost and everybody are coming back together to make the show happen. So much of the original cast is coming back. And growing up in the Pacific Northwest, this show was weirdly familiar and super spooky because, you know, we'd been to the lodge where a lot of this was filmed and the woods around us were, you know, very similar to this. And so watching the show unfurl in front of us was totally terrifying. And I am so excited to go back and watch Kyle MacLachlan and everybody just take us back into that deep, dark, scary world of Twin Peaks. All you have to do is fix yourself a big slice of pie and a good hot cup of coffee, or line up donuts along your coffee table, which is what I plan to do, and just sit down and start watching.
We do encourage you to get outside and enjoy the sunshine, but Melissa is your guide to the great indoors. Melissa Locker, thanks so much.
Thanks, Todd.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.